Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I'm very proud. My record is intact. I've never been to a White House correspondence dinner. Now in my 28th year at Fox, and all the years that I've been in radio, I'm not going to even mention how many because it's well over 30. Anyway, so it happened this weekend, and it's like Joe Biden, Trump wants revenge and retribution, and ask the press to rise up to the seriousness of the moment. Well, one part of the seriousness that we are now facing is a president that doesn't know what day of the week it is. Now, what's interesting about that is, okay, he wants the media to be more liberal. He's angry at the New York Times that they don't support him enough. And they have been upset that he's not available, although he went on Howard Stern and just lied through his teeth, as we covered last week. But what was interesting is you watch Georgie Stephanopoulos and over at ABC. He's like their big, he's supposed to be George Stephanopoulos, the big political reporter, interviewer, Good Morning America, Sunday program. Nobody watches these Sunday programs anymore. The days of Brinkley, the days of Russert are long since passed. And these shows get next to zero ratings. Nobody cares. It has no impact. The only people that ever talk about it, that's the blue hash mark, you know, media mob cult, and all they do is talk to each other. But, you know, I got a little sick and tired of being lectured by George Stephanopoulos about the bedrock tenets of our democracy are now being tested because we have, for the first time in our country's history, a president that is being charged and facing charges. If you want to talk about somebody that is acting like he's a journalist and objective and really gives a flying rip about the bedrock tenets of democracy, well, you picked the wrong guy. That much I can tell you. This is George Stephanopoulos when he was working for Bill Clinton, pushing back against rumors of Bill Clinton infidelities, and on tape saying, yeah, you'll never work in this city again. Listen.
What is names, address? I can send you a fax with names, addresses, phone numbers of who you had an affair with. It wouldn't make it true. It is completely... If you went on the radio and said that Bill Clinton is the father of an illegitimate black child, you would be laughed at. People would think you're crazy. I guarantee you that if you do this, you'll never work in Democratic politics again. Maybe you don't want to. I'm not saying it matters. You will be embarrassed before the National Press Corps. People will think nobody will believe you. And people will think you're scummy. That the alternative is you don't do it. It causes you some temporary pain with people who tomorrow aren't going to matter. And you have a campaign that understands that in a difficult time, you did something right. And, you know, that's important. I mean, it doesn't mean anything, or we can't do anything for you specifically or anything like that, but you know that you did the right thing.
And then saying to John Stewart, the people who donate to the Clinton Foundation hope to get benefits from it. Oh, well, what's that? That would be where I grew up. Well, I don't know. Are you allowed to use the word pay to play, bribery? I don't know what names might be used for that sort of thing if you expect something in exchange.
Foreign donors that might have given to the Clinton Global Initiative, and then there might have been favors done at the State Department. And it's to the tune of some millions of dollars. Yes?
Yeah, you know, I read the book that this is based on, Clinton right. Cash, read it, and I actually interviewed the author on Sunday. This is a tough one, because when you actually look closely at it, he even says there's no evidence of any direct action taken right. on behalf of the donors. But everybody also knows when those donors give that money and President Clinton or someone, they get a picture with him, right. that there's a hope that that's going to lead to something.
Of course.
And that's what you have to be careful of.
Anyway, Joe Concha is with us, author of the bestseller Come On Man, Fox News contributor, probably the only honest media analyst in the country today. Sir, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm a little sick and tired of being lectured by the likes of George Stephanopoulos, who is out there threatening other journalists when he was part of the Clinton campaign back in 92. And the guy that's supposed to be the top political person at ABC News. It's a joke to me, and I don't really need his lectures on the bedrock tenets of democracy being tested. Maybe if he had any sense of objectivity, maybe, just maybe, he might realize that the weaponization of justice is a bedrock tenet of our democratic republic, but apparently that goes over his head.
Yeah, Sean. George Stephanopoulos is ABC's chief anchor, the same chief anchor that donated $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation. We remember that, right? And this would be like taking Jen Psaki and making her the chief anchor over at NBC News. Like, the fact that anybody thinks
she
that
kind
George
of
Stephanopoulos...
Is. I mean, yeah. I mean, she's now an anchor over at MSDNC. You can't make this up.
That's true. That's true. But the thing about Stephanopoulos is that we're supposed to take him seriously, but no one's taking him seriously, and the media in general, because here we have, for the past month, Donald Trump on trial outside of a New York courtroom every day, talking to the press, not being able to campaign for the most part. And a CNN poll comes out this weekend that was taken after the Bragg trial began, and Donald Trump is up 9 points, Sean. I mean, think about that. He wasn't leading in any polls in 2016, and he won. He didn't lead in any polls in 2020, which is a screwed up election because of COVID. So what does this tell us? If Donald Trump's up 9 points at this stage, leading in all the key swing states, despite the overwhelming negative media coverage, I think it tells us that the media doesn't have much influence anymore.
I don't think they do. Now, if you go back, the lowest historical president ratings ever heading into a re-election year. Well, the second lowest was George Herbert Walker Bush. He lost. He had 41.8. Gallup now has Joe Biden at 38.7. You mentioned the CNN poll. I think it's devastating. And when you dig a little deeper, Gallup, what they're saying is the least popular president in 70 what years? I
yep.
mean, that to me is insurmountable. 2/3 of registered voters say Biden is a failed president. CNN poll, the 6-point lead that he had in the CNN poll, the Bloomberg poll having Trump up in all but one swing state, including North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania is up, Wisconsin. He's up in Nevada. He's up in Arizona. And I don't believe he's down in Michigan myself, but we'll find out over time. And you're right. He's been sitting in a courtroom, and Joe Biden's been talking about, you know, his uncle that was eaten, Uncle Bozies, have been eaten by cannibals.
Or he's telling Howard Stern that he saved 6 people while he was a lifeguard at a community pool. I mean, was this a wave pool? That doesn't happen in community pools. It's crazy. So I guess the plan for Biden and his handlers, more importantly, is, okay, they're going to avoid not talking to the New York Times editorial board, Washington Post editorial board, Wall Street Journal editorial board. Trump spoke to all of them in his first term. Every president actually has done interviews with those three entities in their first term. And Joe Biden is saying, nope, I'm going to opt for Jason Bateman, the actor, instead in his podcast. Or I'm going to eat ice cream with Seth Meyers. Or maybe I'll sit down and talk to Howard Stern and he could tell me how great I am. If he continues this strategy, A, he looks like a coward. And B, if and when he does debate, and that was the one thing that came out of that Howard Stern interview that did make news, that Biden actually confirmed that, yes, he will debate. Boy, he's going to be awfully rusty when Trump's throwing haymakers at him regarding his performance on inflation and gas prices and crime and trade and the immigration crisis and the border and foreign policy. I could go on and on, but you do these softballs, or not even softballs, T-ball interviews, and then when you get into the ring with somebody who really knows how to box like a Mike Tyson, you're going to go down in the first round in a knockout, because he will not be ready for anything coming at him.
I don't think it's going to be, he'll be capable of it. Now, I would expect, you know, Red Bull caffeined up Joe Biden, or as I call him, jacked up Joe, that we saw at the State of the Union address. But I'm not even sure if that's going to help him. I mean, look at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Aren't you proud of me, by the way? My record is intact. I've never been to one. I had Fox pressuring me probably for 10 straight years to go to one, and I always managed to get sick that weekend. I'm just not feeling good.
Oh my God. And Sean has SARS
finally
again.
They gave up. Yeah, exactly. Sean's sick again. But I you know, I don't want to go because I don't really like those people. And I know they don't like me. Let me just be blunt. It's not that I dislike them or I have a hatred towards them. I just like, okay, let me see. If I was doing a crossword puzzle, I think it'd be more productive in terms of a night for me. And so I'm like, why don't I want to waste my time and put on that stupid tux and go to an event? I don't want to put on a tux.
And it's funny that the press, the way they celebrate each other as if they're doing a great job. Like if doctors got together and had an award like this, and my wife's a doctor, yes, they deserve every accolade that would be said about them that night. The media now is as popular as gas station sushi, right? And yet you watch this and you think that there's no self-reflection.
What's wrong with gas station sushi? Next thing you're going to do is make fun of 7-Eleven food. I like 7-Eleven food. So no, it's
I'll
not my
be willing
favorite.
To bet a lot of money that you've never had sushi from a gas station.
I've never had sushi from a gas station. I didn't even know they sold sushi at any gas stations.
Oh, yeah. In Jersey, it's a thing. But anyway, they need to start self-reflecting and saying, why aren't we not? It's not even like distrusted so much, like disliked, to use your word. And the reason is they're just so condescending, and they disguise opinion for reporting and then expect us to trust it. And everything changed, quite frankly, with Woodward and Bernstein, because they brought forth a celebrity aspect to the job that never existed before. And then suddenly you look up and you see Robert Redford playing Bob Woodward. And then before you know it, on all the late night talk shows, journalists today would salivate over an invite to Stephen Colbert's show before they ever would want to win a Pulitzer or an Emmy, because it's more about attention, and it's the Me Too movement, all right, but it's like, hey, look at me over here too. And that's what we have at this point.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program, or with Joe Concha on the other side. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use. And it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, we continue with Joe Concha. You know, I said in 2007 and 8, and you know this, and I've reminded people many times, I didn't know how right I really was at the time. I knew it was true. I knew they were abusively corrupt and biased, and I knew that they had an agenda, but it's only gotten worse and worse and worse. And this is what really pisses me off about it. I'm a member of the press. You've heard, I explain to people what I do. I am a talk show host. I give opinion, but I'm very upfront about who I am, who I support, why I support them. And I state so very publicly that I'm a conservative. I don't think anybody in America would be surprised to hear that I'm a conservative. We talk about sports and culture, and I kind of liken what I do to an entire newspaper. We do every aspect of what's in a paper. Now, they're talk show hosts, but they claim to be journalists and objective. Jake Tapper is not a journalist. Jake Tapper is very simply, Jake Tapper is a left-wing radio and TV talk show host.
And I use the term before condescending. You look up that word in the dictionary and Jake Tapper's picture is next to it. I mean, he's just so pious and continues to insist that he's an objective journalist. And then you look at like MSNBC and their election night coverage, right? Or any big night. It's Rachel Maddow, it's Nicole Wallace, and it's Joy Reid. Those are your three anchors. So then you'll hear from people, but you work for Fox. Yeah, I work for Fox. And on election night, I see Brett Baer, Martha McCallum, and Bill Hemmer. And at last check, they are absolutely journalists who largely keep their opinions to the side, unless it's in a, like a talk show kind of format where they have to give them. But still, they try to be as objective as possible. And that's the difference between Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. Their anchors are opinion people, and they're Democrats. Our anchors are actually, you know, anchors, Sean.
Well, I mean, we do have real anchors. We do have real news nights. For example, there are a couple of nights that I'm not on the air during an election year. I'm not on the air. For example, on Super Tuesday, that's a news night. Now, I might go on as a commentator and give you my thoughts on it. As a matter of fact, I did that this past year. Maybe actually it was after New Hampshire because we didn't really have a traditional primary year like we've had in the past. It was over so quickly. I won't be anchoring my show on election night, November 5th. If there's a presidential debate and it's at 9 Eastern, I won't be the anchor that night. I'll be off the air like everybody else watching, and then usually I'll come on afterwards or and give my take on it and have guests like you on it to analyze what went on that night. And so, but they claim that they're journalists. They're anything but journalists. And I think they get pissed off when I, like, call them out on it. Like, Liberal Joe is he's now a pretty radical left, you know, morning anchor. It's fine, but he's not honest about it. And fake Jake Tapper is a liberal radical talk show. So he's not honest about it. They never seem to have any desire to correct the record when they're wrong, like the Russia hoax. They've been peddling that conspiracy, and they still do to this day. They're talking about Russia. They're still obsessed with Russia over MSDNC and CNN. It's unreal to me.
As for Joe Scarborough, Sean, he went on his show a couple of weeks ago and said if Donald Trump is reelected, he will execute journalists. And you're like, wait a minute. How do you know that, A? And B, at last check, Donald Trump was in office already. We saw everything that he's going to do. So to make all these predictions, it's like, oh, you can't let Trump get in office because this is going to happen. This horrible thing's going to happen. It's going to be a dictatorship. No, most people are saying, if my life is like it was in the years 2017 up until COVID, and COVID turned everything upside down, so that goes out the window. That was the most successful presidency, you can argue, since Ronald Reagan and his second term. I think there's no doubt about that. And most people might say, hey, maybe I don't like everything Trump says and does, but if I could have my country back to where it was, I'm voting for that, and that's why you see him leading in poll after poll right now.
Oh, I don't think, you know, I don't think anybody can predict exactly what's going to happen in just 189 days from today. I really don't. However, if I was looking at the polls, I think I'd feel much better if I'm Donald Trump than I would if I'm Joe Biden. Anyway, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Joe Concha, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls here in a minute. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls here coming up in mere moments. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Look, it's only a matter of time. People are keeping their cars longer. New cars are more expensive than ever. Even used cars are more expensive than ever. Everything, you know, with the Biden economy stinks, which is why they officially now have retired Bidenomics as a term that they've been bragging about, because there is no factual basis for saying it. Anyway, it's only a matter of time. You're going to be out driving around and that check engine light comes on. Uh-oh. And that might mean an expensive repair bill. Repairs, they're more expensive than they've ever been. A new engine can cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. New transmission up to $7,000 or more. And that's why you need to call CarShield today. Call them at 800-587-5060 or just go to their website, carshield.com/Hannity. And listen, they have a rating from the Better Business Bureau, and CarShield is the name you can trust to save money on covered auto repairs. They cover over 5,000 parts and systems. And let me tell you, if your car is, it doesn't matter if your car is 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it. And the best thing is you get emergency roadside assistance included in every plan, and the price of your coverage will never change. Anyway, if your vehicle is 20 years old or newer, in a matter of minutes, they're going to give you coverage. CarShield, 800-587-5060 today. You know, let's go to like a tail of the tape, if you will. Let's start with the media mob today and that hard-hitting news show, The View, and Whoopi Goldberg accusing the media of pushing a false narrative on campus protests, which we went through earlier, which is not exactly just a protest, is it? If you're chanting death to America, death to Israel, if you're supporting from the river to the sea, no, that would be supporting radical Islamists that attacked Israel on October 7th. And we've heard a lot of horrific, evil, repulsive things.
Part of our problem is the media takes what is the best clickbait. So you see the same posters or you see the same people, but you don't see the folks who are doing peaceful stuff and saying, here's what we want to do. I would caution the media to be very careful about what they're doing and how they're handling this, because what they seem to be doing is pushing a narrative that people are pushing against, which students are pushing against, which I'm thrilled to see, because I like when students get mad and say, we want a change made.
Well, that's fairly predictable, but let's take you back in time. Ronald Reagan lecturing UC Berkeley professors during riots in 1969. This is before he became president, governor of California.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Now, why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
You created an atmosphere on the campus where no one wants to listen. No,
you are a liar.
I've mentioned this earlier in the program. One thing that's getting very, very interesting is, you know, you could see the old guard Democratic Party. Remember, Bill Clinton, the era of big government is over. End of welfare as we know it. Abortion should be legal and rare. James Carville, furious at what he's witnessing and what he's seeing, ripping young voters for not supporting Biden. Listen.
And then you tell these young people, if you don't get involved right now in this election, they're going to be involved in your life for the rest of your freaking life. But that's all right, you little 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important to me. They're not addressing the issues that I care about. So my advice to tell these young people to get off your motherfucking ass and go vote.
It's interesting to watch. They know, they see what's happening. One thing James Carville is not is dumb. And he's recognizing all of the weaknesses that Joe Biden is bringing on the Democratic Party. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let us say hi to John in Utah. John, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir. Happy Monday, if there is such a thing.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you taking my call. Longtime listener, and I certainly appreciate what you do for our country.
Well, I appreciate you letting me do it. Thank you.
Thanks again for taking my call, but I do have to preface my question by saying that it may come across sophomoric. It could be considered a little offensive by some standards in a certain demographic, but I assure you it comes from a very sincere place and a very concern for my country place. As I see these counter protests finally standing up to these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protests, which, by the way, I see no masks, I see no violence, and quite frankly, I'm very proud to see them also waving American flags. It seems like the American way and the type of protest that we would encourage young folks to be part of. I am forced to ask why it is that so many people in the Jewish community align themselves with this extreme left socialistic Democrat party.
Let me just stop here. You don't have to apologize for looking at demographics in voting. Because every poll, almost every poll, breaks down the varying demographics and different groups and why they vote a certain way or where they're leaning. For example, they'll look at the African American vote, the Hispanic American vote, the Asian American vote. And historically, Jewish Americans often vote with the Democratic Party. And you're just asking, why does this demographic, after seeing the lack of support, first of all, there was never a president more supportive of Israel than Donald Trump. And here you have the Biden administration, frankly, abandoning our closest ally and not encouraging them to win their war on terrorism.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, so the answer to your question is really, really simple. Is I don't know if this will change things. I've got to imagine that probably people in the Jewish community are aghast that the Democratic Party, in the middle of their war against terrorists after October 7th, Chuck Schumer is calling for new elections and Nancy Pelosi is saying not to help them with any military aid. And Joe Biden has been pushing them for nothing but a ceasefire when his real message should have been go out and win the war against terrorism. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the program today. There was an ad in the New York Post. The October 7th Hamas attacks, you know, scaled to the size of the United States, that would have been 40,000 Americans slaughtered in a single day, 8,000 Americans taken hostage right out of the country, thousands tortured, mutilated, beheaded, burned alive, and I would add raped. And, you know, you can go to see the tape that they put out, 60 seconds of Hamas cruelty. It was in the paper today at HamasTerror.com. So, I don't know if things are going to change, but, you know, we're hearing language that I never thought we'd hear again in our lifetime. You know, George Washington University has, you know, this big rally in the words final solution or a chance, you know, around the world of gas the Jews, F the Jews. You know, this is all Nazi Germany stuff. And then you have these dumb kids at college campuses when you try to talk to them. I mean, it's ridiculous. They don't even know why they're there. And then others do know why they're there, which makes it even worse.
Sir, I've got two daughters in college, a freshman and moving into her senior year. And these young people, Sean, they don't even know what Palestine is. They truly don't. They don't know what Hamas is. It's staggering, to say the least. I beg the question also, where are these protests funded? Who truly is behind them? I think we have some evidence now that shows us that it is Soros. However, how could these young people be so misinformed, so misguided, yet adopting and adhering to these violent, anti-American, I would call them evil protests? It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. This is evil in our time. You know, never again is right now, and we better get ahead of it right now. Anyway, appreciate the call. John in Utah, thank you. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Jerry is in Connecticut. Jerry, hi. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sean. Calling about the future of talk radio, you just finished the segment by saying Soros is funding these protests. Well, Soros, as you know, bought a big piece of debt from Odyssey, and now, according to an online mag, Inside Radio, I believe, he's after Cumulus Media as well. And
I've read that as, and yeah, Odyssey, by the way, doesn't really impact this show. I think maybe we're on seven of their stations. I don't know how many Cumulus stations we're on. I don't think it's a lot. You're going to ask me, do I think that there might be a plan to buy out talk radio and change it and change the format and move it left? Do I think that's a possibility? Yeah, I do.
It's already happened in some of the smaller markets. Some of the let's say pro-Israel, anti-Hamas genocide hosts in the smaller markets have been canned. And I think Soros isn't doing this to as an investment in terms of getting a financial return. It's like when Disney canned Roseanne Barr from her number one show. It was an ideological move, and they're willing to take a financial loss for a political gain. And so I think we should be aware of that. And I know you're the number one show, but there's a lot of other people that you've inspired to get into this business who are up and down the dial on hours where you're not on, and they're going to be more at risk than you are. But I think we need to stand together for everyone.
Listen, I totally agree with you. I will tell you right now that it is, to me, a very, very, you know, it's a possibility. I mean, I don't put anything beyond the hard left and the billions of dollars of radicals that are out there that want nothing more than to silence voices that they don't agree with. I've lived with this my entire career for the most part. And do I talk about it a lot? No. Do I think people want to hear it? Nah. I mean, not really. I don't think people want to hear about, you know, the inside game, if you will, of what's going on in terms of, you know, challenges that we have to deal with behind the scenes all the time. I mean, there are people that monitor this show that are paid to monitor the show every single solitary day and hoping that they may get one word, one phrase, one sentence that they can use to either get me fired or to get me boycotted, which is another roundabout way of getting me fired and damage the show and get the show canceled. And the only reason it's not been canceled is because of all of you that listen. And at some point, if they have billionaires that can throw, you know, take a company like Odyssey out of bankruptcy and pay off their debt, you know, I don't think they're going to be inclined to keep conservative voices on. Anyway, I think you raise a good point.
A quick word about the polls. The one group of people these pollsters are all missing are the millions and millions and millions who have come across the border, some who have been here for a couple of years. And with the DHS having a role in election integrity, they will be voting. Because there's no reason Biden would be doing these things that are so unpopular unless he knew the election was in the bag. Some, if not all, those illegals will be voting, and they'll be voting for Joe Biden. You can bet your bottom dollar. So the polls.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's not a problem in D.C. Now, New York City made a proposal in local elections that illegals would be allowed to vote. It got stopped in the courts before it happened. But when it comes to voting in Washington, D.C., the Board of Elections for the District of Columbia recently sent a mailer to residents ahead of the election, noting that illegal immigrants may vote for local offices in Washington, like mayor and the city council. But they're still barred from voting for federal office. But, you know, certainly that's a first step, isn't it?
If the man barring them is Alejandro Mayorkas, you can bet your bottom dollar they will be voting. If that man who's perjured himself repeatedly has any role in election integrity, we're...
I mean, you know, you didn't believe him when he said the border was closed and secure?
Well, for 3 years it was closed and secure, but only became insecure when them Republicans didn't vote for that horrible bill, to their credit. So, the man he went to the Darien Gap. There's a film of him and Vice President Biden when he was assistant DHS secretary, and Biden is saying he can change the demographics of this country and bring in millions of people. So this has been planned for a long time. This is back when Joe was vice president. So, no, I think anyone who cares about this democracy, who cares about this republic, has to consider these are all future Democrat voters, but the future might be 2024, not 2028.
All right, I got to roll, Jerry. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.